Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, beloved, wherever you are. Just hit the share button and share to somebody right now. It is about time to get close to the Lord. It's a day of grace. No matter the time you find yourself in, we call it a day of grace because it has been the grace of God. Wherever you are, just share with somebody as we lift up our voice. Time waits for no man. Wake somebody up right now. Just wake somebody up right now. Wake the person up right now. And tell the person it is time. It is time. Tell the person it is time. Tell the person it is time. It is time for prayer. It is time. Just tell the person it is time. It is time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you who were not able to join yesterday because of technical problems, today is your day to join in full and more than 100% presence. Kadabadoshe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Share to as many as you can right now and tell the person to wake up. Tell the person to wake up now. Tell the person to wake up now. Wake up now. Tell the person, wake up now. It is time to encounter. It is time to declare. It is time to change things in the realms of the spirit. It is time. It is time. And Bible said Jesus waking up early in the morning. Very early in the morning. I want you to wake up right now. Very early in the morning. In Ghana, it's very early in the morning. Very early dawn. I don't know the time you find yourself in, but rise up to your feet because it is time. Ha! What is more important is the time. What is more important is your prayer. It is your prayer. Are you with us? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to share to as many as you can right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to share right now. Begin to share right now. Yes, begin to share. I see some few people here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the grace. I see some few people here. Let's begin to share right now. I see a fear bind here. I see Tina. Tina, are you here? I didn't see you yesterday. I see more grace, Rose Mama. God bless you. I see Mami Konedu. I see Eja Ben. Is Eja Ben here? In your Araba Sika, are you here? Ben, you are Benny, right. I see you. Brashami, yes, I see Brashami. God bless you. Let's do the work of God by sharing quickly. Share to as many as you can and wake some of the people in the group up. Wake them up right now. Tell them it is time. It is time. Today is a different day. Every day and what it carries. Thank you, Jesus. I think today we are behind time. The devil is a liar. Wherever you are, I want you to lift up your voice in praise. I want you to lift up your voice in praise. I want you to lift up your voice in praise. I want you to lift up your voice in praise. I want you to lift up your voice in praise and say, Lord, it's been by your grace and mercies. It's been by the grace and the mercies of God. It's been by the grace of God and his mercies. I want you to lift up the name of the Lord. There's something I always say. If you cannot thank him for the goodness, just one thing he has given to you, God will not give you another one. Yes. If you cannot appreciate him, if you cannot appreciate God, every day in your life means an appreciation to God. Every day in your life means an appreciation to God. Every day of your life, you must think through so many things. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what is happening in your life. Put all those aside. If those things cannot buy life, it means that what has given you life is greater than your problems. It's greater than the things you are going through. If that thing has not been able to kill you, it means that you are stronger than those things. I want you to lift up your voice wherever you are and say, Lord, I am grateful. 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 Lift up your voice and say, Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. It has been the goodness of the Lord. It has been the goodness of the Lord. Wherever you are, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and thank the Lord. And thank the Lord. Somebody thank the Lord. Hey, kapato shete te 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 te. Uye mami, ah, uye mami, eja uye, uye uye mami, ha, uye 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 mami, uye mami, eja uye, uye uye mami. Somebody, wherever you are, it calls for appreciation. Wherever you find yourself, it calls for the goodness of the Lord in your life. That you must acknowledge God and acknowledge Him well. I tell you, God does not look at your actions now. Because as for God, He sees beyond your actions. The motives behind your actions, the mentality behind your actions, He weighs the two. He looks at them. He looks at your actions. He looks at your actions. He looks at your actions. I want you to lift up your voice. I thank the Lord right now. I thank the Lord right now. I thank the Lord right now. I thank the Lord. Now you are praying and say, oh God, wherever I have found my step, whereby my steps shouldn't step there. Wherever I found myself right now, every step. Every step that I've taken that is not right in your sight, oh God, have mercy upon me and wash me clean. Lift up your voice in prayer. You are calling upon the name of the Lord and say, Lord, wherever I have fallen short, oh God, may you have mercy upon me and let your spirit quicken my mortal body now. Let your spirit quicken my mortal body now. Let your spirit quicken my mortal body now. Lift up your voice in prayer. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge now. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge now. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge now. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge. Let the Spirit of the Lord take charge now. Call upon the Spirit of the Lord wherever you find yourself. Call upon the Spirit of the Lord and say, Lord, may your presence take charge. Let your power 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 take charge. I want you to pray right now, say, Lord, let your power take charge. Let your power take charge, Lord. And let the power of the Lord take charge. Lepa kapata tata doshe brekaria ndabadosha. Ali katarara doshe brekaya nabarahandia. In the name of Jesus. Lekarandoshe kaliya tata tata. Let the Spirit of the Lord take control. 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 Kaparando shebekatada. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let the Spirit of the Lord. Kaparadadadoshatariadala. As you pray, you share. As you pray, you share. I want you to lift up your voice. Call upon the power of the Most High. Call upon the power of the Most High. Bible said, there is a name given under this earth and in heaven and under the earth, and at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bow and every tongue confess. You have prayed to God and saying, Lord, let your spirit take charge. Let the power in your name 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 take charge. In the name of Jesus, somebody declare. Somebody declare. Somebody declare. Somebody declare. Somebody declare. Let the name of the Lord take charge. Matosha katatata. Rekatata badadadosha. Lepekatada dadosha. Rekayada badadosha. Marande kapadadosha. Rakatatada. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let the power. Let the power. Always ought to pray. Let the power. 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 Somebody pray. Lipa kata tata tata. Baranda bato sheta kaka dabala. Leka pada bada dabarando shabra kata tata. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let the power of God. 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 Let the power of God, 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 take charge, O Lord, 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 take charge, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, beloved, you are praying and saying, oh God, whatever will hinder my prayer, whatever will hinder the atmosphere against my prayer,
we will travel.
Oh God, may you break any chain, any blockage, anything. In the name of Jesus, you are declaring that anything that will become an entrance, anything that will become a blockage to your prayer, may it be scattered, may it scatter, may it scatter right now. Command it to scatter.
They will know their identity.
They will carry in the entrance of the devil. In the entrance of the devil. In the entrance of the devil. That will hinder your prayer. In the entrance of the devil. That will hinder your prayer. In the entrance of the devil. That will hinder your prayer. In the entrance of the devil, that will hinder your prayer. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, scatter by fire, 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 scatter by fire now. Mato shakata ta ta ta. Beloved, time wait for no man. When you find yourself in this space, what you do is to make time available and make the time useful. You make time available and you make the time useful. Because any prayer you pray, wait. Any prayer you pray, any prayer you utter, rato shakata ta 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 ta, maraka pato shabraka ta diata ba ba. Yes Lord, 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 yes Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Make sure the tires are running.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are praying and saying, oh God, every entrance of the devil, every uprising of the devil, that will hinder me from not seeing your glory in this year. Every entrance of the devil that will hinder me from not seeing your glory this year. Father Lord, as I lift up my voice in prayer, somebody today, your prayer is a different prayer. It's a different prayer, and I don't want you to be frustrated by sleep. Some of us, what we do is that when we come, we just open the light, we put it on, and then we sleep. It's just like a radio you have opened. This is not that way. This is an encounter and making time to pray. It is making time to pray. Whatever you are doing, you are praying. Whether you are driving, you are praying. Whether you are working, you are praying. And somebody will ask. I remember sitting behind my computer at a workplace, and somebody was asking me. I thought you were talking to me. I said, no, I'm not talking to you. The person turned again, and the person was, are you talking to me? I said, no, I'm talking to somebody on the phone. I said, I'm talking to somebody on the phone. Marata tatakata. And the person was like, mother, you are not using earpiece. I said, okay, I am talking to my father. You cannot hear me so loud. I am talking to my father. Bible said, and Eli was hearing something. He could see Anna saying something, but that thing is not loudable. And he came closer to ask, Anna, what are you saying? Are you drunk this early morning? What is wrong with you? Anna said, I'm pouring out my heart to the Lord. Anything that will hinder you, today, anything that will be an hindrance to your breakthrough this year, Madakota to Shakati Katabada, Lepakato Shapata Kataba, Raketa to Shakati Atata, Lepakata Pakatata, Raka Pakata Bago Shakataka, Lekatakataka, Lapakapada Brandi Atakata, Rako Shakataka, Lekatakata, Rapakapada, and the entrance of the devil, every entrance of the devil, Escatana, every entrance of the devil, every entrance of the devil, anything that want to slow you down this year, let it catch fire, Rakapadaba. Jesus, today I want to take time. Today is going to be a different prayer session with the word of the Lord. And I tell you, some of you are going to turn things in the realms of the spirit. I tell you, some of you will activate certain things in you. If you are here, I want you to send fire at the comment section. As you pray, you send fire. That is your faith in the Lord. This is an online thing. What you believe, you declare it with writing. We are not in an auditorium whereby you shall say amen or you shall say fire. So what you believe, you declare it now. I want you to pray that, oh God, whatever that will hinder my blessing, whatever that will hinder every uprising of the devil, we are in the second month, and today is the fourth day of the second month. Anything that will hinder my prayer, anything that will hinder my prayer, altar. I want you to pray today. Today is Sunday in Ghana, another day in another country. But I want you to lift up your voice in prayer and declare a shake up adia nia dosha alepika dika dosha dikadada handia arapika pada badosha tataka aratatata. I feel like prayer. Somebody, I feel like prayer. I still I feel with my spirit dabada kapadosha katia tatata. Whatever that is happening in the realms of the spirit, let the fire of God, 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 let the fire, 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 let the fire. Every imaginations of the devil, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire. No, 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 no. Beloved, anytime I feel like praying, it means that God is at work. I want you to pray and say, oh God, as your word says that you will give Cyrus every hidden treasure in which is kept in secret places. Ha! Oh God, whatever that I've been eating in the secret place, in darkness that belong to me, whatever that I be hidden in the secret place, whatever that belongs to me that I be hidden, those that in it, let them catch fire, let them catch fire. Somebody, I feel like praying non-stop. Let karato shakata tata, rakapato shabrande akata. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Ah! Let karato shakata tata. Today I feel like prayer. I feel within my spirit that something is happening. 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 Rakapata bakata bada bada bada, lakata tora dosha kata kada bah, rakata kada bada 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 shabra kapada bah, lepe kata bada bo shabra kapa, rakata kada bada dosha kada bada, lakra kapada bah, maraka para kada shabra kata dosha, rakata kada kada bada bada bada, rakata kada bada dosha kati yata bada, rakata every entrance of the devil. Scatter by fire, every entrance of the devil, 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 scatter by fire. Somebody send fire, 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 somebody send fire. Today is a day of prayer. It's 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 a day of prayer. Somebody, are you praying? It's a day of prayer. Changing things in the realms of the spirit. 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 If there is a man to prayer, if there is a man to prayer, there's a God to answer. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what is happening in your life. But a prayer line has been activated. 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 Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Let the atmosphere be charged. Let the atmosphere be charged. We break every boundary. I break every boundary. I break every boundary. I break every boundary. Every entrance, every entrance, every confusion, every entrance, every confusion, every entrance, every confusion, every entrance. Akapa do shatakata, arakati atatatata. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? The Lord said prayer. The Lord said prayer. I hear with my spirit that prayer. Somebody pray. I don't know what is about to happen, but I feel within my spirit the Lord is about to do something. The Lord is about to do something. Something is about to occur, and the Lord is bringing deliverance. The Lord is bringing deliverance. The Lord has activated the prayer line. If the prayer line is activated, then which means that angels are to move. Angels are moving. Begin to declare. Angels are moving. 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 Messengers are moving. Guardians are moving. Messengers have been sent. Messengers have been sent. Messengers have been sent. Something is happening. 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 Somebody, something is happening. The prayer line has been activated for you and I. The prayer line has been activated for you and I. I tell you, if you can lift up your voice and declare, something will happen. The prayer line has been activated. On this day, the prayer line has been activated. When the prayer line is activated, it means that man has to command something. Man has to declare something. Man has to make some intercessions. Man has to say something. Whenever the prayer line is activated, the man has to take charge of a situation. There is a situation which you have to take charge of. Bible says that life and death lies in the power of the tongue. Life and death lies in the power of the tongue. Life and death lies in the power of the tongue. And Bible says, and the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel. It says, son of man, prophesy. Son of man, prophesy. Somebody lift up your voice and declare. Akapatosha. Alekatekatatada. Areka yata bada bada bahan. Bible said, and the devil came to Jesus and said, Jesus, Jesus, go and jump, jump, jump. For when you jump, there are angels being sent to you. And Jesus also said, it is written, it is written. Right now, I want you to declare that it is written that the Lord wish above all things that I shall prosper and be in good health. Whatever the devil is portraying before you, portray another thing. Declare, 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 declare. Somebody, the prayer line not be activated. I want you to pray. God want to hear. God want to hear you pray. God want to hear you pray. This is not a time to joke. We are not here to joke. Neither are we here to play. Neither are we here to pray. We are not here to joke. Neither are we here to play. No, no, no. We are not here to sleep. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Kapatatata. Rakatakatada. Rakatatada. Rakatatabada dosha. Aleprakatatada. A man of prayer has been activated. I see God activating somebody's prayer life. Hakatochatata. You were down before. But whenever God speaks to you and activates you, it means that he has something to do with you. Bible said the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Let your faith work for you now. Declare, declare, declare your faith. Declare your faith, not your fear. 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 Makatatata. I declare progress. Even though you are seeing retrogression, you are declaring progress. Even though you are seeing bad tension, you are declaring good tension. Yeah, somebody's prayer life has been activated once more. If you are here, somebody, I want you to declare your faith at the comment session. Let me hear and let me see what you declare. Declare it at the comment session. Declare your faith now. Declare your faith now. Not your fear. Declare your faith and not your fear. Declare your faith. If you are here, declare your faith, not your fear. Yeah, somebody's prayer life is activated. Somebody's prayer life is activated. I see activation. Prayer life has been activated. Rakadawadawa, rapadaba, rapadaba, rapayaba, rakadada, elevakatadadawadabladiata. I declare, declare, somebody rise up. Let your spirit rise up. For Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, it says arise, arise, somebody arise, somebody arise. Don't allow the devil to confuse you. Arise, arise. Arise from your sleep. Arise. Arise from your sleep. Arise from your slumber. 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 Alepa lo shepika dalyania. Alepa. Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, declare your faith, 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 declare your faith now, declare your faith. Yeah. It says pray. The Spirit of the Lord said, pray. Ah! Hey! Pray! The Spirit of the Lord says, pray. Pray. Somebody, are you praying? Are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Ah! No matter where you find yourself, you can still pray. Yes. No matter where you find yourself, you can still pray. Prayer life is activated. Prayer life is activated. The Spirit of the Lord. Prayer life is activated. Prayer life is activated. Are you praying, somebody? Yes, Lord. Anytime God asks you to pray, Bible said, and Jesus called three of his disciples. He took them to the mountain. And Bible said, as he began to pray, there was a transfiguration. There was a transfiguration. See, as you pray right now, your body is transformed. Your spirit is transformed. Your spirit is transformed. Your spirit is transformed. Your spirit is transformed. As you pray, your spirit is transformed. Somebody, can you hear me? Somebody, can you hear me? Somebody, can you hear me? Are you here? Can you hear me? Are you here? Can you hear me, somebody? 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 Something is happening. If you can pray, something is happening. Yes. Yes. The prayer life is activated. It means that spiritually, the call center in heaven has been activated for you to send your petitions and your requests. I don't know what is going on in your life, but one thing I believe, that with God all things are possible. When he wanted to deliver the people of Israel from the land of Egypt, Bible said he did all the wonders. The last wonder was to kill. Somebody, sometimes somebody must die for you to be free. Because they are certain people, the moment they see you, the enviness for you is activated. See, I don't pray for people to die. I pray that people will repent. But what if they don't repent? What if they have given their soul to the devil, that they will not rest until they destroy your life? What if they have come to an agreement with the devil to use them till you find yourself useless? I don't pray for people to die. But when you meet me in my visions and my revelations, especially when you meet me in my dream, it means that you have crossed boundaries. You must go. You must go. You must go. When you meet me in my dream, I don't care who you are. When you see me in my dream, when you appear in my dream, when you appear in my dream as an enemy of progress, then you have gone too far. You have gone too far. You have gone too far. anybody that appears in your dream, if they came with an image of somebody, the spirit behind them, liparatosha. I said, some people will die this week for you to be free. Some people will die this week for you to be free. Some people, envyness have eaten their blood. Envyness have eaten their blood. Envyness is draining them down. Some of them, they said, no, when you progress, you will not be under them again. Ha! Who is that? Who says a son or a daughter of Faith Assembly will not prosper? Any man or woman found in your house guilty of this, Bible said, suffer not a witch to live. Suffer not a witch to live. Any demon that Jesus find around him, he cast them out or bind them. He cast them out or bind them. Ha! Ha! It got to a point, Jesus said, you will die in your sins because these people have not accepted. These people have decided not to accept the word of God. These people have decided that they will not believe in the Lord. They will not allow God to work. How can a human being stand against the things of God? Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Somebody, if you are here, I want you to write at the comment section, let God arise. 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 If you are here, I want you to write at the comment section, let God arise. 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 Enough is enough. You cannot be a slave no longer. No longer will you be a slave to the devil. A slave whereby when the devil, there are some people, this is how the devil has made them. The devil has made you TV to watch. When he wants to watch a place whereby he will see anger, he will see anger, he will see bitterness, he will see fear. Somebody, are you here? Jesus. This is how the devil has made some of you. Whenever the devil wants to see anger, whenever the devil wants to see something, frustration, somebody being frustrated, then they begin to tune you. So they tune your mood. Today you are happy. Tomorrow they tune your mood. They tune your mood. They tune your mood. Sometimes they can tune your mood to misbehave that even your helper would not want to help you. They can tune you to do certain things that even your husband will not love you. They can tune your mood. Ha! Because they know that when they tune your mood, they break you down to believe. They break you down so that you may not believe. The man that you want to marry you, they can tune your mood. The moment they tune your mood, They begin to watch. Then scatter everywhere. Confusion everywhere. Confusion everywhere. Then they are happy in their gathering. Ha! We have gotten her. We have gotten him. Marato shakapadada. Every day you are having mood swing. Every day your mood is changing. Small time you are happy, small time you are angry. Ha! Whenever you have become like a TV with a remote, the devil tune you at any point. And they're happy, Jesus. Any power of the devil that has become a manipulator in your life, may the fire of God, may the fire of God. I said today's session is for some people. And if you have found yourself here, you are part of the people God has selected. Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. God is working. 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 Yes. Me too, I have praise song. Ah! Beloved, we are dealing with dreams. Yesterday, some of you were not here. And I gave you some details. See, beloved, don't joke with your dream. Don't joke with your dream. Today we are going to raise some prayers. And I tell you, follow the session very well. Follow the session very well. And I tell you, the Lord is about to do something in your life. The Lord is about to do something in your life. The Lord is about to do something in your life. The Lord is about to do something in your life. The Lord is about to do something in your life. The Lord is about to do something in your life. Kabatabakatabatabatabatabatosha. Libara kabato shibre kabadayandabadaba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Some of us have given the devil a chance to enter and take away what belongs to us. Giving the devil a chance to take away our happiness. And God comes to signal us, but yet still, we don't want to see and we don't want to hear. Sometimes I hear people saying, I went to bed and I didn't dream. And I ask myself, like, how? Is it possible? Is your spirit that dead? So dead that your spirit, when you go to sleep, your spirit also go to sleep. I ask these questions. I ask these questions. And a lot of us are giving in to the devil. Even when God, yesterday I told you that in the olden days, when God want to speak to people and want to speak to kings and queens, you remember when Jesus was arrested and was about to be crucified? The wife of Pilate went to sleep. She couldn't sleep because the Lord revealed himself to her. So Pilate's wife came to the husband and said, hey, Master, don't touch this man. This man is innocent. Most of us have given up on our dreams. And today I'm going to talk about it. For you to understand how precious your dream is. I wish you can get a book. Or whenever you wake up, you record your dream. When the moment you wake up, you ask yourself, what did I see? What did God reveal unto me? 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 The devil has made us find ourselves in a situation of frustration. Work has taken our minds away. Our dreams, personal dreams and stuff like that have taken away the dreams God gives unto us, the things God reveals unto us. So you wake up and everything you saw in your dream is gone. In your dream is gone. Everything you cannot remember. You cannot remember anything. Beloved, I want you to lift up your right hand and say, oh God, every revelation of caution, every revelation of caution. Some of us, God reveals certain things to us on the step we are supposed to take, but we never ended to it. And even sometimes we forget. We forget. So if you have forgotten, how can you take step? Today I'm going to open your mind on certain things. Now, let's open our Bible. Let's open our Bible to Job chapter 33. Job chapter 33. Look at what Job chapter 33 says. Verse number 15. Job 33 verse 15. Verse 15 and 16. Job 33. Beloved, today is Sunday. I must give you the word so that you must use the word to pray. See, it says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds, then he opens their ears, the ears of men, and seals their instruction. If somebody have King James version, this is New King James. If somebody have New International Version, the person can push it here. Or King James. It says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions. Beloved, now let's continue verse from verse number 17 and 18. Very powerful. Very powerful. Listen to it carefully. It said, in order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. By the sword. So anytime you have dream and you forget, it means that what God said to you, you cannot hinder to it because you cannot remember. If God is keeping your soul from distraction, you will not see it. If God is telling you about the future, you will not know. So anytime, my prayer for people is that God himself will reveal himself to them in their dream. It has become my prayer, one prayer I have been praying all the time. Because I believe that when you yourself get that vision by yourself, you go into your bed and God reveal a certain vision unto you, you will not tell me pastor said or the prophet prophesied. No, you don't say that. It will be a confirmation to the revelation that have been given to the pastor or the prophet to be given to you. But some of us, the moment we go onto the bed, the devil steals away our glory. I say on this day, Bible says to Cyrus in Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 1 to 3, when you read verse number 3, he said, I will give you hidden treasure being kept in secret places. Whatever treasure that is yours, that the devil has taken hold of, that the devil has taken hold of and putting it in the dark place, let the fire of God, 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 whatever that belongs to you that have been kept in the hidden place, that have been hidden from you, anything that have been hidden from you, anything that have been hidden from you, thank you Jesus, thank you Jesus. Now I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you something here. Anything that the devil has taken away from you and hidden it in a secret place. You know, whenever you dream and you cannot remember, it means that the devil has taken away your treasure, because God speaks to his people. Yesterday I said, dreams comes in three forms. One, we call it the dream of the sleep. The dream of the sleep. That is what we read right now. Job chapter 33. Verse number 14. It says, it says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their bed. Verse 6, it says, then he opens the ears of the men and seals their instructions. So when deep sleep falls on you, that is why some people, sometimes you will just sleep. You don't know, you will fall asleep. Just 5 minutes. And you will begin to see things. God will just open your eyes and you begin to see things. And some of us will wake up from that dream. The moment we wake up, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, the next minute you forget it. The next moment you forget it. Now, dreams comes in these three forms. And today, what we are dealing with is the dream of the sleep, which is called a spiritual dream. The spiritual one. Now, we have three forms. We have dream of the mind. The dream of the mind are the thoughts. In your mind, you have thoughts per your knowledge. So there are some people, they have not handled 100,000 before. 10,000 you have never handled before. So all their prayer is that, God, give me 5,000. Give me 1,000 cities. They have never prayed for maybe 100,000 before. They have never prayed for certain things before. Their prayer is limited per their dream. Per their dream. Their prayer is limited. That is their thought. That is their knowledge. That is their environment. So sometimes, I call it the dreams of the thought, is being influenced by your environment. There are certain people where they were trained, they were raised up. The way they live there, the way they live, they cannot grow beyond that, because that is what the environment has taught them. That is what the environment has taught them. And I call it the dream. If you have been in a house whereby nobody has ever traveled, nobody has ever been to any place again, and you have not been among people who has really gone higher in anything, your dream is the next person around you. That is what we call the dream of the mind. So the songwriter says that when you dream, dream big. Because there are certain dreams, we call it the visions of the mind. The visions of the mind. The visions of the mind. That is the second one. Now, number three is the dreams of the heart. Now, when you read 2 Corinthians, the dreams of the mind, when you read 2 Corinthians, chapter number 10, verse number, it says, we demolish every argument and every pretension that sets itself above the knowledge of God. That means that when God is revealing something to you, the devil also reveals a different thing. When God is telling you that this thing will work, number three, the dreams of the heart. Bible says in Psalm 37, verse number 4, it says that delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So it's another way we dream. Your heart begins to yield for certain things. Your heart begins to yield for certain things. Those things, most of them are very carnal. The dreams of the mind and the dreams of the heart, most of them are very carnal. Most of the time, they are very carnal. It also depends on our exposure and our limitations. These two, the dream of the mind and the dream of the heart, depends on your exposure, it depends on your environment, and depends on where you find yourself. You dream. When you are a child, you begin to dream. I remember one of my sisters, when she was very young, he said before she would marry, she has to buy about 6 cars before she married. I remember when she was getting married, we have to go and hire a car for her. These are dreams of the heart and dreams of the mind. I can see that most of us here also have some dreams when we were growing up. Maybe your dream was to be a doctor, your dream was to be this, your dream is what, heart and mind dreams. But as I'm talking to you now, your dreams have become different. Your dreams, per your experiences and the circumstances around you, your dreams have become different. That is why I'm telling you that the dreams of the mind and the dreams of the heart are very carnal. Most of them are very carnal. And these dreams limits the power of God. That is why Bible says that we walk by faith, not by sight. So when you look at what you can see now, by the circumstances of the heart and the circumstances of your mind, you cannot see beyond 5 years. That is why it is very, very important to take hold of our dream of the sleep. That is the spiritual one that we are dealing with. Beloved, wherever you are, I want you to lift up your right hand. Say, I take hold of my dream. Let me see you at the comment section. Right, and say, I declare, I take hold of my dream. I take hold of my spiritual visions. 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 Declare it at the comment section. Declare it at the comment section. I take hold of my spiritual visions. 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 Now, I take hold of my spiritual visions. Ha! Ha! Mako parado shakaria tabadando shibrekaba. I take hold of my spiritual visions. I take hold of my spiritual visions. I take hold of my spiritual visions. Thank you, Jesus. Hear me. A lot of us forget dreams. Now, the Job scripture that we read, it says, a dream, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep. Sometimes, some of us, our visions are not just in the night. But one thing I've gotten to understand, that most of us, the visions that God revealed unto us, that we can remember, are the bad ones. You see how tricky the devil is. The dreams that you can remember are the bad ones. The images of the devil. What are dreams? Dreams are thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during sleep. These are dreams. Images, sensations, thoughts that run through in a man's mind when sleeping. You know, when you're sleeping, things run through. And now let me tell you about the dream of the mind and the dream of the heart influences the dream of the night and of the spirit. Now, let me explain something to you. When you have dreams, there are two things that come to play. The mind of God and your mind. Listen carefully. The mind of God and your mind. When revelations are coming, it comes with what God wants to show to you and what you want to see and what you know. Let me give you a typical example. When we read the book of Acts, I think Acts chapter 10, Bible said that Peter was there and he fell into a trance. Then God revealed unto him, he brought certain animals, different. And Peter rejected. Now, why did Peter reject it? Peter rejected three times. He rejected three times. Why did he reject? Because in in the law, those animals, they see it as unclean and they must not take it. So in the knowledge of Peter as physical, Peter in his knowledge know that those things are unclean. So it influences his understanding in the dream. Listen carefully. It influences the understanding of Peter in the dream. So God said, how can you make what I have made clean unclean? How can you say that? But Peter was not wrong, because that is what he knows. Some of us, that is how, when God is revealing certain things to us, because of our unbelief, the devil also puts certain things in our mind that we cannot believe and understand when God is speaking. So you are not able to see when God is speaking to you and when the devil is speaking to you. You are not able to know, because some of us, our minds are corrupt and we cannot understand the dreams and the visions we have. We easily forget them. When God is speaking, all we care about is that a prophet should see and tell you. But I tell you, the most powerful prophecy is your dream. Listen carefully. The most powerful prophecy is your dream. The dream, what God reveals unto you. If you are able to understand it, you walk in the glory of God. I say kings and queens in the olden days. That is why when you go into the chambers of the kings and the queens, they have dream interpreters. Because when God wants to speak to you personally, when you fall asleep, he reveals himself unto you. And even with prophets, the most powerful. Let's look at Daniel. Daniel chapter 7. Powerful. I just opened and I'm there. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7 was a revelation concerning the end time. I want you to open your mind on something and then we can pray, so that you can take hold of your dreams. I am ending soon, and we are going to pray. Daniel chapter 7, verse number 1. It says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream. And this dream was a revelation concerning the end time. When you compare this dream and revelation, they look similar. Beloved, I am here to tell you, the devil knows how powerful your dream is. Bible said Joseph was a dreamer. He can even interpret dreams, even though he was not a prophet. His gifting was to interpret. He was not a prophet to say, I'm giving you direction, I'm giving you this. His own is tell him your dream, and he will tell you, this is what the dream means. So Bible said, two people came to him and they had a dream in the prison. And he said to one person, see, this is your dream. This is what it means. You very soon, that king will call you from the prison and you are going to serve the king again. The other person said, very soon, the king will call you and they are going to hang you and kill you. And these two came to pass. If he was a prophet, he would say, Master, let's pray. Kapatapata. They had two dreams and they came to Joseph, and Joseph told them, this is your dream, this is what it means. You will go back to the king's palace and serve him again. And the other one, he said, this is your dream, this is what it means. They are going to hang you and kill you. And all these two dreams came to pass. Beloved, if you cannot take hold of your dreams,
you are losing a lot. I don't know why God gave me this revelation to reveal unto his people. We find ourselves whereby when God is even speaking, we cannot hear. Because of certain small, small problems, a little challenge in your process, then the devil brings certain things into your thoughts, into your mind, and all what God has revealed to you, you push it aside. All what God revealed to you that is going to prosper you, is going to do this for you. Little information, something that came yesterday, something that came, it scatters all your dream, that all the revelation God has revealed unto you. And you have forgotten. And you have forgotten. And you have forgotten that it is written in Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. Verse number 2. He said, then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. Verse number 3. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and it will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and it will not delay. Beloved, now God reveals certain things to you. When you read the book of Jesus, it shows that even when God wants to caution you, when disaster is coming to you, when the devil wants to put you in the pit, God speaks to you through dreams. When God wants to lift you, he speaks to you through dreams. But you forget all this. The only dream you remember having is the terror dream. When the devil is after you, that one you remember very, very fast. You will not even forget it. When you don't even write it down, you don't forget. It will be in your mind, and it will be tormenting you day and night. Every bad dream that has taken the good dream out of the whole thing God revealed unto you. May that dream catch fire. 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 Now, let me share a testimony with you. I don't play with my dreams. Not at all. Not at all. I remember last year in the days, I was lying down when I had a dream that somebody has broken my window. And I've come and trying to take something from my room. So I waked up and told my wife that this is what I saw. And I prayed about it. I prayed about it severally. I was not in the house when... See, my wife was outside washing around the kitchen area. She went back to her room. She was charging her phone, and our window has been broken, and somebody has taken her phone. When she called me with another person's line. She was anxious, and I told her, but I told you this thing will happen. So you have to be careful. What I'm talking about here is early morning, getting close to afternoon. It was not in the night. The person broke the window. What I'm talking about is a living testimony. The person broke the window, took the phone. I was there when she called me again. That the person has come again trying to take another thing. I said, hey. Then the person had been sent, but okay, I'm coming back home. And when I came back, she left to work. I moved from work to the house. I was just there. I prayed some more and I declared that anyone that have taken that phone, I command that the person should bring it back. I was in the room. I decided to lie down and sleep in the room. Beloved, I was lying down when I had a call from a neighbor that I should come out and see, but that the person, there's some phone lying in front of my gate. Beloved, we serve a living God. I should come and see if it is my wife's phone. Lo and behold, when I came out, it was my wife's phone lying in front of my gate. It's because I had the revelation and I didn't sit on the revelation. I begin to cancel and demolish it. I declare upon your life. 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 Every bad dream you've had, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Every bad dream that is about to affect your life, I cancel the name of Jesus. 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 Let me share another testimony with you. Just recently, I was having some revelations and I was telling my wife and some few people around me, I was saying, I'm not feeling well. I feel that something is about to happen. Was this Monday or Tuesday? Even this testimony I've not shared with even my wife. It's somebody in my workplace that I shared the testimony. See, I was from the Shomanya Road coming. Beloved, we serve a living God. I've had revelations. We were getting close. I was in a public transport. And you know what happened? We were just going when the motorbike just passed by us and began to stop the driver. We thought that he is supposed to be part of the of us. Do you know what was? The driver was on the top speed, not knowing we were walking, we were driving on three legs. Oh my God. We were driving on three legs. The front tire, the shaft there is broken. So the tire has turned upside down, flat. So we were just... God is good. So the driver could not even feel it in a wheel. May God drive you to wherever you are going. In the name of Jesus, may God be your driver and may God be your guidance. May God be your protector. May God deliver you from every accident. May God deliver you from the ways of the devil. May God bring deliverance into your life. In the name of Jesus, anything the devil has sent to break you down or take your life, it will not stand you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, the tie has turned upside down, so there was no tie at one side. Just imagine when you are driving and even your tire bursts. But this one, the shaft is broken. the metal there is broken and the tires turned upside down. It was lying flat. So there was no tie. Ha! So when the motorbike stopped the car, he said, "Driver, come and see." Everybody got there and said, "And a driver, yeah, call now. We have a stop with this motor car. Don't mind them." When we all got down, "Come and see." Everybody was surprised. Everybody was in a shock. And you know what? Where I was sitting, that is where the thing broke. Everybody was shocked. Like the way when there's something about to happen that everybody scream, "Hey, yeah, yeah." You see the women in the car shouting, "Get." Nobody was able to say thing. Nobody. They were all saying, "Hey, hey, 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 sir, hey." All you could hear is silence, and people were holding their mouth. People were holding their mouth. I say, may God deliver you. If there's anything sent into the year to bring you down, to destroy your dream in life, to destroy the revelation God has given to you, may that thing catch fire in the name of Jesus. May that thing catch fire in the name of Jesus. May that thing catch fire in the name of Jesus. May that, I say, you will not die before your time. Hey, whatever the devil has planned concerning you, you will not die. You that they have sent assassinators, assassins into your life, they will come and run in 7 ways. If they have decided to come into your life to dupe you, to destroy you, they will come and run in 7 ways. I declare upon your life that your life is protected. What has God has revealed unto you, is what that is going to happen. I declare upon your life, the devil will not succeed. The devil, anything to scatter your dreams, anything to bring you down, it will not stand. Beloved, it will not stand. Beloved, it will not stand. Anything to destroy you, it will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. Jesus. Now I declare upon your life, from today, when you dream, you will not forget. If there's any plan of the devil to take away your future from you, most of us, the devil is taking our future gradually. Now, before, you will have dreams and you can remember. Now, when you dream, you cannot even recall as a second of it. It is only when the devil, you see somebody after you, you see this, you only remember the bad ones. I pray for an eye opening. May God open your eyes. May God open your eyes. From today, may God open your storeroom and your mind, that when you see him, you will know him. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Beloved, if today is your first time joining, please like. Follow me, that whenever we come here, and please share my number. If you are here, and maybe you want to sow a seed into these revelations. See, what I have shown to you, not all will be able to tell you. As I said, when you dream, it's two things you see: what you know and what God is saying. So sometimes you get confused. So it is not even wrong when they say the ewo ni shono and no na edi koda esomo. So people will tell you who did we are now, me are now, who shum da ye. From today, when somebody says that to you, tell the person you don't know what you are talking about. It's because you don't understand your dream. is because you have not gotten hold of your dream. It's because you don't understand. Who did you hear now? Who me? Some of you, you have dreams and you'll be eating. That's why I told you, we don't interpret dreams like that. So me, when you tell me, Daddy, or Pastor, I had a dream and then I saw myself eating. They say when you see yourself eating, then it's a bad dream. I'll tell you, Master, this one I cannot interpret for you. Because every dream have settings. Every dream have settings. What you think and what God want to tell you. I told you about Peter when he had revelation. Because he knows that certain animals are unclean. When God was telling him that eat these animals, he said they were unclean. So he rejected it. And God said to him, how can you make what I have made clean, unclean? At that time, God was sending Peter to go to Cornelius' house to pray for him. But in those days, they see the Romans as unclean people. So that was the revelation. So revelations does not come in pieces. Like eating alone. When you see yourself wearing a shoe, what does it mean? When you see yourself holding a bottle of water, what does it mean? Please don't tell me that. Don't tell me that, because I cannot interpret for you. Because every dream is like a movie. Every dream is like a movie whereby God, sometimes God will show you scenes. I'm about to end. God will show you scenes. God will show you scenes, different scenes. Then you tell me, Daddy, I saw myself eating. Then I should interpret. They say when you see yourself eating, it's a bad dream. When you see yourself doing this, it's this. When you see yourself, okay, then you can interpret. Interpret for yourself. From today, anything that stands in your dream against you, may it catch fire. May it catch fire. Now I pray for you from today. You will conquer your enemy. Some of you, because you are not able to conquer your enemy in your dream, the enemy is still after you. From today, may God give you that power that when they come in your dream, you will scatter them in the name of Jesus. May God give you that grace. When they appear in your dream, may God give you that grace. When the devil is trying to paint certain things to you, you may be able to understand and scatter it. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. And some of us too. The devil has ways. He looks at the situation. Even when God has revealed better things to you, He puts you in a certain situation that whatever God has said concerning your life, you forget it. May God come to your aid. Lord, have mercy. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord guide you. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord protect and guide you. May the Lord give you better dreams. Every bad dream that the devil has sent to influence your life negatively, it will not stand in the name of Jesus. It will not stand in the name of Jesus. It will not stand in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Now, I want to pray for two people here. Two people. Two people. Now, I want to enter into your dream right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Two people. Please, if today is your first time being here, please follow me so that anytime we meet here on Saturday, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., and Sunday, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., we want to add more days to it, at least one day to it, and also change our time but we are working on it. Parakata, especially for the Sundays. Now, please share my number and share the seed number. This is my personal contact and the seed number. Yes, if you want to sow a seed into this ministration, you can do it at your own, with your own faith. This is faith assembly. We move by faith, we take by faith. I want to pray for two people. My time is up. Let me do it quickly. You are here. You had a dream. And in this dream, you saw an uncle giving something to you. An uncle giving something to you. If you are here, can you please come up? The Lord says, I should pray for you. You saw an uncle giving something to you. The person is your uncle. He was giving something to you. You had a dream. And number two, the next person, you had a dream. And in this dream, you were walking as if you are going to your village, and you met somebody, and the person asked you, where are you going? Where are you going? God said, I should pray for these two people. If you are here, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Two, the next person, you are here. You were moving to a place and you met somebody on the way, and the person asked you, where are you going? This morning, you had that dream. Okay, I'm going to pray with you after the session. God bless you. I'm going to pray with you after the session. My time is up. Now, you are here. You had a dream. And in this dream, you saw yourself going somewhere. And somebody met you on the way and was asking you, where are you going? Kabadaba. Now I pray for grace for everyone on this life. If you are here and the devil, that person, the Lord is telling me that your soul is coming out of you and going somewhere. Your soul, you had that dream and you were going somewhere. People ask you, where are you going? Your soul, they are calling your soul. So your soul is moving out of you. I pray for you if you're on this life. May the Lord deliver you out of anything that calls your soul in the name of Jesus. 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 Now you, that person whereby you saw in the dream that whether it's your auntie, your uncle, they all mean the same, that they were giving you something. Whatever that has been kept in the secret, whatever that belongs to you in the secret, God is giving it to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever that has been kept in the dark, God is giving to you in the name of Jesus. God is giving to you in the name of Jesus. God is giving to you in the name of Jesus. May you receive it in Jesus' name. May you receive in Jesus' name. May you receive in Jesus' name. May you receive in Jesus' name. May the presence of the Lord be with you. May the guidance of the Lord be with you. God bless you so much. My name is Apostle Jonathan, and I thank God for your life, and I thank God that you are being part of this family. If you want to be part of this family, we have a group that we can put you in the group, and I share things with people, and when there is a revelation, I share with people, and I call in, get in touch with people.